What is happening here? What happens at the Mass? Why do we come here week after week? Why is it an obligation for us to be here every Sunday? Is it the community? Though we should strive to be a warm, loving, welcoming community where people always feel welcome when they come here, we can have community in other ways and places. Is it to make us feel good? Though consolation or feeling good can sometimes happen, God never said that Sundays were about us. And we know that the feelings and the experience that we have, the sensations of feeling good, are not always there. We don't always get that emotional high. How about, is it the meal that we share here? Well, now we're getting closer. The Eucharist is indeed a meal. Jesus welcomes us to this banquet, and we feast on the finest of food and drink, because it is Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, that we eat and drink. Yet, this isn't only a meal. Or, to put it another way, if it is merely a meal, it's not enough. It is not enough for us simply to come here for that. We need to come here for the meal, but we need to understand that the meal is a sacrifice. It is the one true, perfect sacrifice, the only sacrifice acceptable to God the Father. It is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ himself on the cross, that as he told his disciples at the Last Supper, take and eat, this is my body, take and drink, this is my blood, given up for you. And then just hours later, died on the cross. These two events are intimately connected. It is the sacrifice of Christ on the cross that is given to us in the Eucharist. Not that Jesus is crucified at every single Mass, but it is the same one and only perfect sacrifice that is given to us again at every Mass. We hear today in the letter to the Hebrews, it is this sacrifice, it is this one sacrifice which Christ offered, which will make us perfect for those who are being consecrated to the Lord. We are obliged to come here, not only because God is worthy of worship, but also because God has given himself to us in sacrifice in order to perfect us, to make us whole, to make us holy, to transform us. We feed on this meal, which is sacrifice, the sacrifice of Christ. That is why we don't have a dining room table in our sanctuary, but we have an altar. An altar where sacrifice is offered. This is why we have the vestments for the priest, so that we hide the man and that we see Christ. This is why we have the Eucharistic prayer at every Mass, because it is the words of Christ which will not pass away, which transform the bread and wine into his own body, blood, soul, and divinity. This is the sacrifice on the altar. This is why we come to Mass. We come because we need it. We come to be transformed by the sacrifice won for us by Jesus Christ. We hear about the end times, judgment, the reality of salvation and damnation, both in our first reading and in the gospel today. It's no accident that this reading about the sacrifice of Christ is present in between these two readings. Because it is only the sacrifice of Christ that will prepare us to meet the Lord either at the end of time or at the end of our own time. We cannot hope to live with God forever in heaven if we are not saved through this sacrifice. We cannot hope to reign with God forever if we are not first transformed into the saints that he desires us to be. Brothers and sisters, worshiping God, participating in the Mass, Christ gives himself to us on this altar, receiving him in the Eucharist which is meal and sacrifice. This is what prepares us for heaven. Let us never, brothers and sisters, let us never put anything before God. Let us never put anything before worship of Him. Let's come to this place every Sunday to be transformed by our worship of the one true God, to be transformed by the sacrifice of Christ, which is made present on this altar, no longer bread and wine, but now Christ Himself, sacrificed on the cross for us and fed to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. So that when we meet our Maker, either at the end of time or at the end of our own time, we will be welcomed into the heavenly banquet for all eternity.